Hump day, 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 hump day. Welcome back to the Hump Day Highlight Show. It's your boy Los, independent sports reporter Los here. As you can see, I'm out here dripped up and draped out in that pinstripe, man. Pinstripe pride, you know what I'm saying? Go Yanks, you feel me? Smell me on that one. But we're not here for that right now. We're here for the Hump Day Highlights Show. We're here for NFL, random sports clips that's happening throughout the week. And just to enjoy and get your updates on sports you haven't received yet. Let's get straight into the mother effing show. Let's see some clips here. Let's see some real clips here. I know y'all don't know about this, right? Because y'all don't know about this. Football, aka old football, aka rugby, is where it's at. Look at my man here. Peep the aesthetic, all right? Y'all don't know. Follow this page. Y'all need to get in tune. They said this nigga look like Mo Salah. I don't know if that is Mo Salah. It looks just like him, but he is out of there. Do you see this? Out of there. Out of there. Track speed slid in there. That's not even Mo Salah, but it looked like Mo Salah. He's out of there. He looking back like ice chasing him. He dead. Look at that. I wonder what his 40 time is. Sheesh. Can't teach speed, boy. Can't teach speed. But that's just something light I wanted to warm y'all up with. You know what I mean? Because There's some more that it's like, wow, you know. All right. Let's look at this. Let's look at Megan Rapinoe, right? Because she done did some shit, right? Let's take a look at Megan Rapinoe. One of the best American soccer players, like phenomenal. Look at this. Little free kick, right? Okay. All right. From deep. Bounces in. Y'all can't even see it. This bounced into the keeper's right. How? Like this guy in the comments said, why is the keeper at the near post? How did that bounce in on a near post? You're right there. I can't even. Are they going to show it again? No. No, they're not. But we got to take one more look at it. Because this is crazy. Skipped. Not bounce. Skipped. And why the goalie put a hand up like you know? Like no, someone else to blame. You are the goalkeeper. You know what I'm saying? That's your job. To keep the goal. God damn it. You know what I mean? I hate when people do that shit. Football players, any player alike, they mess up and they put their hands up, like, look around like, it's your fault. You did that. You know what I'm saying? They be looking around like, oh, my bad. No. It is your bad. You did that. Be better. Short memory. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy now here in the sports world. So much so that I don't even know. I gotta double take if this is real or not. But this shit is crazy. So Amani Bates, right? Big freshman last year at University of Memphis, playing with Penny Hardaway and them, right? Transfers, goes to East Michigan to be home, closer to home. And, or did he transfer? No, he was at, yeah, okay. Transfer from East Michigan star, that's why. He transferred from Memphis to East Michigan, right, to be home. Right, makes sense. Okay. Imani Bates is in custody of two felony gun charges. 18. Failed to stop at an intersection, was charged with carrying a gun and altering ID Marks. Now, he's from Michigan. So, you know, every place got a hood, right? But you are slotted to be the number one draft pick in your draft class. You didn't have to go to college. You didn't have to. You could have went straight to the G League and then went straight to the pros after that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm very confused on his choices. I don't even know if this is real or not. I really want to. I hope not to entertain it. Because I can't not give y'all something that's real. This is a sports headline, but doesn't mean that it's up. Oh, nope. It's 100% real. It's 100% real. Multiple sites here. I got Detroit Free Press, Fox News, ESPN. Yeah, man, ESPN. You're good as booked, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Why? Now, here's the thing. If we're going to say Imani Bates if he comes back and has a successful, illustrious NBA career after getting in trouble in college with a gun charge and failure to stop, I need a petition signed right now for LiAngelo Ball. Right now. Because if this nigga gets into the league, an NBA roster, and he had a gun charge in college, yet LiAngelo Ball is, you know, he stole some glasses in China. He did some shit not even in this country. Why the NCAA and the NBA going so damn hard? This shit happened in China. This nigga got arrested in the States on a gun charge. So all I'm saying, like, and he's 18 doing this shit. What? He's 18 years old. He's from Ann Arbor. He's from where Michigan is at. The school is in Ann Arbor. He's there. This is not good for Michigan boys right now in basketball. You see what happened to what's my man's name? Miles Bridges. You see what the Hornets are trying to do with Miles Bridges? It's not looking good. I don't understand this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the full story, but how do you put yourself in these situations? Oh man. So he's definitely suspended from the team. Clearly. And I'm like, all of this for what? Did you transfer from Memphis where you could have had, it doesn't matter where you went. He could have went to Appalachian State. He would have been number one in that motherfucking draft when he came out. But he forgoed his whole college season for this damn gun charge. For what? You don't got no ops? We're number one draft pick. Damn, man. It sickens me. It incenses me when we have to go through these trials and tribulations of these black athletes. And it's like, we don't know any better. We ain't learned from Gilbert Arenas and them. Ray Carruth, what's the nickname from the Cowboys? Oh, my God. We ain't learned from this shit? Anyway, I digress, man. I got my man, 50 grand in the show. You know, football season, this is like my co-host for real. Dean, welcome to the show, man.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, baby?
Hump Day Highlights is here. Dean is here. Dean, I got, before we get into week two and potential week three, I see that. Undefeated still. I know. I'm proud of day balling them boys. Did you know this weekend was the first time that all New York teams won since 2007? Do you know that?
It's been a long time. It's been a long journey.
Jets, Mets, Yankees, Giants, all won.
Bills.
Well, I guess they counted too. They did a shellacking. We'll get into that.
They're the only New York football team legitimate.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. You're right. Jersey don't got no football teams. All right. But anywho, real quick.
Sure.
we got some I know I gotta get you with some of these with some of these, you know, reactions, right? Because it's been a minute.
Let's see
what you feel about this. All right, my man done moonwalk on air. You ever seen a nigga moonwalk on air?
Nah.
Okay, well, we're about to. Pete, my man, Leroy Skywalker. The man almost jumped out. He almost jumped out of the pit.
What year is he? And I feel like he actually, I feel like he stopped himself from jumping out of the pit.
Somebody said he could leap buildings in a single bound.
I'm pretty sure he stopped himself.
He could have cleared it.
He could have. Easy.
That's easily could have cleared it. That's scary. Why do you need this ability? Stupid. what is the practical sense for this ability? That's stupid. Crazy.
They're going to need to make it longer, excuse me.
The pit?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he didn't set, you know, astronomical records, so it's going to need to be made now. All right. This one, everybody's been going around. Everybody's been talking about it. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got to show y'all this one because the boy, this is one of the ones that gives us that old Hump Day Highlights last season type of vibes where
we was on that
heavy fisticuffs action boxing every episode.
All right? I know what this is.
Yeah, so you know.
The other dude
the camera's facing. Yep.
Drop out. Here's the thing.
Only Russia.
Of course they're Russian. Who the fuck invented this game?
Russia. Russians.
Bro, if you can't knock a nigga out in a phone booth, you can't knock a nigga out, period. You know what I'm saying? That's what Chad Johnson said. He opened in a phone booth. If you can't knock a nigga out in a phone booth,
fucking Russia, man. You gotta love it.
Oh no, they liberated that man. And not for nothing. That looks like a London style phone booth.
Well, you know.
But he just trying shit out at this point.
You know what I mean? It could be, who knows where, we know what Ford's London roof, but we don't know if it was, you know what I mean?
That's true.
European car.
All right. So
neither, nor do we care.
Let's get into some
football.
Yeah, of course, some football. But before we get into the games, I want to get on some, I'm a defensive guy. You know this.
Sure.
I feel like defensive back is the hardest position to play outside of quarterback and left tackle. So
offensive line, period. The fuck out of here.
Anyway, I'm not gonna have a debate with you right now. I said top three of those three. That's pretty good.
You just said left tackle. You just disrespecting everyone else.
Anywho, so with that being said, some of these high profile corners.
Niggas be out here double teaming niggas, still can't fucking stop some niggas, but you want to keep talking or whatever.
Same thing with Lyman, nigga.
Nah, but offensive lineman gotta be perfect every single play. You niggas be fucking up all the time, but it'd be all right, niggas get forgiven, but offensive lineman fuck up once or twice, I'd be like, oh, he gotta get benched in the fuck out.
Because if he fucks up, go on about your business. He fucks up as a sack.
If you niggas fuck up, it's a fucking huge play, it's a touchdown, yeah, shit like that, right. but then you niggas can make mistakes multiple times in the game, and it'd be all right, but offensive lineman,
because make one mistake, all hell break loose. You know what I think it is for offensive lineman? There's no like redemption for them. Like, okay, you could pancake a couple guys and you could drive down the field and then we could score. Okay, that doesn't really get accredited to the offensive line.
No, it never does.
Whereas
those gaping ass holes that are gonna open up right. These running backs.
Yeah, whereas a nigga like I could let up a touchdown and then get a pick six.
And everybody's all
right
with it.
That it pretty much evens out, right? I get what you're saying. I understand that.
That's why I'm saying offensive line is hard to position. And then the motherfuckers we gotta stop. Come on, son.
It's true. For time purposes. Peep the aesthetic here. You know who that is.
I love it when they count me out.
I love it when they count me out. I'm it's him. Mariota. This is one of the
it is
game,
he throws
the
for the end zone a jump ball interception.
And the game I've ever
Jalen
seen.
Jalen Ramsey with the pick. And the
Moss dude. He mossed him. I'm going to need that. I'm going
to
need that.
To put it away for the Rams.
And guess what? Is there any confirmation that we don't know who Jalen Ramsey is?
That's the thing. Everyone knows who he is. No one wants to try him. It honestly just proves how stupid Mariota is. You should know to fucking throw to everyone else
for the game,
but Jalen Ramsey. Come on, son. You're not that good. Love the confidence in yourself, but be realistic. Come on, son. You fucking idiot. This is why you always fighting for a job somewhere. And when you do get the job, everybody's like, yeah, you got to get him the fuck out of here, son. Come on, son. You've been fucking up since Tennessee. Get it together.
Get it together, baby. All right.
You're
so
wildin', bro.
This one you're probably not going to want to see. You're not going to be too proud of. Sure. But I think it's, you know, I think that this is another corner who I wasn't really big on. And I have to say last night or Monday night, showed their ass. And you know what? I got to give respect when respect is due. So let me just give him a little bit of flowers right here. I normally wouldn't do it to this guy, man, because I really think I wasn't really big on him. I wasn't. But you know what? He lived up to the name. I normally wouldn't call him Big Play Slay. I normally wouldn't call him Big Play Slay, but he had Justin Jefferson on him. I mean, one of the best young wide receivers he was guarding. Almost had two picks. They beat the brakes off the Vikings. Like, you know what I'm saying? Lock them up. Next play. Clamp them. Give me that. I need that. Need them. See it. GG. GG. Oh, what you doing there? Fat Harden in the game. Like, it's crazy right now. So with those two, man, like, let's get straight into the Monday night games, man. Thank you for having a double header. NFL, greatly appreciated. Vikings and Eagles, 24-7 Eagles. What do you think about this game? Short reactions, please.
Fuck you, Minnesota. You can't cover. Seriously. You can't cover. You can't cover in the first half. You can't be fucking professional. And I got something, don't worry, because I got something special in store for them bum-ass fucking Titans. But let me tell you about your bitch-ass motherfucking selves. This is what I saw when I watched that Monday night game. I saw individuals who were resting on their laurels because they beat fucking Aaron Rodgers. And don't get me wrong, yeah, you beat Aaron Rodgers, but also on the same token, this is the same Aaron Rodgers who was in your fucking division. You see this man twice a year. I would hope that you would have some kind of leg up and know some kind of shit going into a division game. But right. This is not a divisional game, but still an NFL fucking game. And guess what? It's a conference game. Yes, it is a conference game, but I'm gonna say it's not in their, in their fucking division, I guess, or whatever the fuck. However you motherfuckers want to phrase this shit. But yeah, you got the fucking you got the Philadelphia Eagles who Jalen Hurts has been motherfucking cooking. And guess what? That defense has been looking like it's gonna be somewhat of a fucking problem. So you're gonna tell me for one fucking second, you're gonna let this man run fucking rampant. He threw for fucking 333 something fucking yards. I forgot how many fucking touchdowns he fucking threw for. And you motherfuckers couldn't even keep professionally fucking close. It was a motherfucking blowout. I ain't seen no shit like this since I don't watch some fucking high school football. You motherfuckers got bounced off the fucking field. I hope you rebound back. But guess what? Your fucking head coach? I don't know, Chief. You need to get your team in the fucking order. And you first your head coach, you can't be having this happen. Can't happen.
So Eagles looking very formidable. Jalen Hurts, like you said, cooking on all cylinders. I'm liking how, the offense is looking. I think, to get Devontae Smith a little bit more active, I would think. I would like to. I mean, 7 for 80. He did pretty well, actually. But, yeah, they passed the – I mean, yeah, it only looks like Jalen threw. He ran two in and had one touchdown. So he did. He did it all last night.
That all right. Line is a fucking problem.
They were going crazy last night. I'm not gonna lie. They were going crazy last night. The way that there was those QB powers and all those they was going nuts over there. All right. So let's see. Back from one blowout to the next blowout. Holy shit, did you see this fucking Bills-Titans game? I mean, let's not try to harp on it too much because it was 41-7. Is the Bills looking like the favorite still to you?
Yes. Yes.
Painfully to say that.
Don't get me wrong. Kansas City's gonna give them one hell of a fight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will. But the Bills right now are different.
Right.
Different. First of all, I understand. Like, I understand how good the Bills are. But Tennessee did not offer a quarter or an inch. And yes, they had two key injuries. They had that first injury to the specialty player who's also their running back. He's their secondary running back.
And LeJuan got hurt too, no?
I'm about to get to him. And then also LeJuan got hurt.
Right.
Right? I understand that. But for this game to get like this,
gotta be better than that.
Keys were being missed. They were not playing sound football.
They didn't want to guard nobody either. Because
that's what I'm saying. It was an absolute fucking joke.
Stephon Diggs had
what is it, 118 yards, 133 yards?
He had
and one touchdown, maybe.
No, I think he had two. He had, let's see. Oh my god. I don't even want to read these off to you. He had 12 receptions for 148 yards and three touchdowns. That bitch exploded. All right, so not for nothing, it's safe to say Diggs and Josh Allen are coming for that Cooper Kupp, Matt Stafford shit that went on last year. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're getting thrown some astronomical numbers.
This offensive coordinator for the fucking Bills has been scheming up and drawing up some fucking shit. And Josh Allen has somehow gotten better. Fucking Stephon Diggs has somehow gotten better. Because there is no way possible that a fucking Mike Vrabel defense, they're not going to the week saying, hey, we cannot let number fucking, he's 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
We cannot let number 14 fucking just run all over the field and do everything he want to. And that's exactly what he did. Now, once again, I would need to watch the game again to look at to really dial in, because I was looking more so on the front seven, but to really dial in on that defensive backfield to kind of see what was happening, what was getting blown into coverage. Because there's a lot of times that I was just seeing Stephon Diggs wide the fuck open. And the question blown becomes, how blown was coverages. But I guess my question is, if I'm a defensive back and I didn't play defensive back, so you know, shoot me. But I gotta ask this question: if I'm a defensive back, and even if you're thinking this could be blown coverage, wouldn't it be better just always stay with Stephon Diggs, let somebody else catch it and score a touchdown? Even if it's gonna be blown coverage, and if I got Stephon Diggs running right through my face, even if it's zone, why would I not stick with him?
Yeah.
Even if I got help, who gives a fuck?
And it's also communication too. Like, it's just not, you know, it wasn't really.
But how? No disrespect, big Giants fan. We have no idea who the fuck we are. Like, are we going to be the team who just fucking plays everybody tough and then just squeaks out at the end? Or, like, who fucking knows yet? We don't. Mm-hmm. We won't know until, I think, personally, we go ahead and see them Packers. But that's going to be in week 4 or 5, I believe. But I digress. You lost to the Giants still coming off of what we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, new head coach, we got new players, all that whole shit. You would think you would tune in and dial in, not only because of that loss, but then, hey, guess what? We're going into the fucking Buffalo Bills home opener. Everybody's saying these motherfuckers are the Super Bowl favorites. And who the fuck are we? We're the motherfucking team who was number one AFC last year. Did it with 90 different fucking players. No matter who's out there, we get this shit done.
That didn't work out well.
Did you fumble it like this?
That didn't work out well. But yeah, drop the bag on that one. So I ain't gonna get into too much.
Drop me some fucking money too. Fuck them.
So let's run through these week 2 ones, because we still gotta get into week 3 before we head out of here. All right. So quick reactions here. Packers, Bears. I mean, this one we kind of knew from the start. I thought the Bears would throw
Aaron fucking Rodgers.
Yeah, I thought the Bears would have a little bit more of a fight than that. But you know. Bengals, Cowboys. Wow. What a game. What a fucking game. Sloppy as all shit. Cooper Rush, man. Wow. Backup looked like he didn't even, he was, it looked like he was a starter. That's how confident he was. I mean, whew. And then Bengals, yet again, we made all those acquisitions, Lyle Collins and all those guys on the front line, and Joe Hooper, Burrow still,
stuff like that.
Still,
yeah, no, guess what? If I'm the fucking Browns owner,
Bills.
Excuse me. If I'm the Cincinnati Bengals owner,
yeah, sorry.
Right? I'm calling the GM and I'm calling the head coach, and I'm saying, all hands on deck. Any good available lineman become available at any point in time during the season, we're getting them. Anybody in the offseason, we're getting them. We're going to figure this shit out because guess what? We have a future multi-million dollar quarterback out there who has brought us to the fucking Super Bowl, who can do it fucking again, and your boys up front continue to act like he's fucking goddamn made out of Teflon.
Oh, they think he's fucking Mike Vick back there. Like, he doesn't
Guess what? And then in the interim, guess what? In the interim, while I'm figuring it, while we're trying to get offensive line, figure it out.
Right.
Tired of seeing Joe Burrow fucking having to get up each and every fucking play and then keep some kind of professionalism around. Like, he doesn't look at the offensive line like, what the fuck are you motherfuckers doing?
Yeah.
And
don't get
me wrong, you had some tough assignments, but this is in that fucking L.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right about that. All right. So, another good one, man. These two, like, I don't know which one is the game of the week. We had a couple really good high scoring games, fun games. Kyler Murray and the Cards go in there and beat the Raiders in overtime. You say he doesn't watch film, but it doesn't matter because them legs move. How do we feel about Kyler's comeback?
One, before I say anything, shout out to Kyler for winning me $190. I appreciate that. But on the flip side,
thank God it happened in September.
You did it against the fucking Raiders.
Okay.
The Raiders are always gonna fucking stink. And you want to know why they're always gonna fucking stink and never be able to actually do it and win the big one and actually just win anything at all? It's because of Derek fucking Carr. So when you ask me, oh, what does Kyler Murray fucking look like?
Thank you, being able
to bring him back. It's all cool and cute that he fucking was able to bring him back. But in that first quarter, he looked fucking horrendous. And guess what's going to happen in the season? We're going to see a lot more of that first fucking quarter. It was only the Raiders. It was because he did it. Mm. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you for the money, but I don't expect you to do it against any teams worthwhile.
Okay. Respectable. All right. Falcons, Rams. We just
saw JJ's back. Good. But how long?
He is back. I just saw. So we saw Jalen Ramsey end the game with the pick for the Rams. Sealed it. We didn't. Why did Mariota went there? I don't know. But listen, the Falcons had a chance to win. The Rams shouldn't even have been close. This should have been like the Bills and the Titans score. This is what I was thinking. 27-31 Rams. Come on.
The Rams are in serious trouble. The Rams are in serious fucking trouble, I believe. Don't get me wrong.
You think it's the hangover?
I don't know what it is. But they're in serious fucking trouble. And on top of that, you want to know why the Falcons still can't win it? Marcus Mariota. They get some new quarterback. This is why quarterbacks are fucking essential with this league.
Okay. All right. So speaking of quarterbacks.
Sure.
Let's get a little thing here for a preview for our next game. This one is exciting, man, because we thought there was a new era being ushered in. And in fact, there was not, because this young, handsome, dashing man comes back to save the day for the Niners. Jimmy Garoppolo will earn $250,000 for every game where he plays more than 25% of the offensive snaps. And we'll get another $100,000 if the Niners win the game. So he's going to get $250,000 per extra each game because Trey Lance is done for the season. So that 25%, that shit's gone out the window. But if they win, he can make a super bag in incentives. Like, this is crazy to me.
You know what I want for him? I want San Francisco to win the fucking Super Bowl for him to throw them into a bigger fucking conundrum.
They're going to pay so much money. They're gonna pay
not even that
so much money.
Are you still gonna get rid of Trey Lance? Or do you trade Trey Lance? What do you do? I just want to see the drama, so I want them to win the Super Bowl. It's not gonna be the Giants. It's not.
Yeah, that's okay.
Reasons I'll get into later, but it's not going to be the Giants. But yeah, shout out.
So they beat the and handily 27-7 to the Seahawks. So
because like I said, you have Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback. That's why that happened. And then it's against the Bears.
Yeah. No, Seahawks. Excuse me. So
It's against the Seahawks. Those motherfuckers they are legitimately in a rebuilding phase, rebuilding year. The only reason that they beat fucking goddamn the Broncos, we come to find out, is because Russell Wilson, we find out, is a fucking idiot and his ass doesn't change the goddamn fucking hand signals when he's going against his old team. You fucking moron.
Right. All right. So we're speeding through this thing here. I need very short responses because I want to get into week three.
Sorry. Go ahead.
The debate here, Carson Wentz. Jared Goff. I told y'all picked the Commanders. I went in there and picked the Lions. How we feel about this?
I picked the Commander.
You did pick the Commanders, yes.
You sure I picked the Commanders over motherfucking goddamn MCDC, the Detroit Lions?
You did.
I don't really believe that. That makes no sense. I did not go with Wentz. Fuck out of here.
You had respect for DC and them, but you didn't do it. You didn't do it.
I still don't believe you, so I'm just gonna say fuck all. goddamn shout out to MCDC, and I don't believe it until I hear it. So shout out to MCDC and the boys for doing what it's got to do. I expect this Lions team to be really fucking good to be competitive this year. So I'm nothing but praises to them. I'm happy.
All right,
and it's always fuck Carson Wentz.
Yeah, absolutely. Bucks Saints. I mean, this was a boring game besides the fight between Lattimore and Mike Evans. I mean, they're both suspended for a game. This is not really much worth note taking to me, but
I won't give a fuck about the Bucks till later in the season to see where they're actually at. So right now it's kind of just, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, whatever.
All right, so what about this one? Did not see this one coming. Lost a lot of money because of this game right here. Matty Ice and the Colts fucking get blanked by Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars 24-0. How we feel about this?
Fire Frank Wright.
Okay, that's all we're going to say on that. This one had me pretty pissed. Definitely a good game to watch. Wow, like the last 7 minutes of the game was fucking crazy. Dolphins and Ravens, we lose by 3 points. What a fucking game, though. Any takeaway on this?
Mike McDaniel's wife, Tua Tagovailoa's wife. Who caught that pass? Jalen Waddle's wife. Matter of fact, the whole Miami Dolphins team's wives, and if they, you know what, if somebody's doing something on the secret partner, should suck all of their dicks until they're done. And when I say done, I don't even mean until they come. Until they're done. That's my response.
Okay, fair enough.
Should not have won that game. Even though I bet on them, they should, like the way that thing happened, come on, son. They deserve to be treated like the kings that they played like.
Jets, Browns. Jets squeaking one with a game-winning touchdown, 31-30.
The Browns are the Browns, especially after I see some of their fans actually looking like they're agreeing with what fucking like Deshaun Watson did with some of those posts and shit like that. Like, no, the Browns are the Browns. I wish them nothing but horrors. I hope everything good for Myles Garrett, but horrors for the rest of the Browns. Fuck.
Okay. Panthers Giants, how we feel about this?
Listen, this Giants team is going to be really good, especially under Brian Daboll. But we have to still temper expectations. We're not going to be this fucking wild ass team,
right?
And ultimately, the reason
Dylan Shepard with a cameo.
Here's what we're going to need, and people are going to be like, "What? We're going to start to get a quarterback, buds."
Right.
Daniel Jones is not the long term answer. He may be a short term answer, but we're going to get a quarterback.
Okay. I like it. Pats and Steelers, 17-14. Let me tell you something. This was a fucking boring game. Boring game.
This is a game I actually wanted to be able to watch. I wasn't able to get it.
I thought it was a snooze vest.
Fire.
Fire who?
Fire like yesterday, that offensive coordinator. He's got to go.
From who? The Steelers?
For Pittsburgh. He's got to go.
Okay.
It's no reason. It's no reason. You motherfuckers lost motherfuckers money. There's no reason. Come on, son. Stop.
All right. So what about Chargers, Chiefs? Chiefs squeaking one out Thursday, 27-24. I love this one. This was crazy. Chiefs and the Chargers, that division is going to be crazy. I see them two coming out of the division, honestly.
The Chargers are going to need to fucking pay Philip Rivers or do something really nice for him. And also, we're going to need to pay fucking goddamn San Diego, do something nice for the people to get the curse off of them. Because they're going to have a curse of being fucking great on paper, but not being able to actually fucking finish it.
Oof.
You got to be able to fucking finish the big ones. Otherwise, what is it all for?
Oof.
What is it all for?
Okay. All right.
So, either get the juju off or you're never going to win.
We're entering the lightning round. So we're going through some pick'ems for week three. We'll see what Dean's got. All right, Dean. Steelers Browns.
Oh, I'm so fucking upset. The fucking Steelers better fucking do it. Mike Tomlin, fucking figure it out, man.
I'm going Steelers too. Ooh, this one's enticing. Bills Dolphins.
Bills.
Okay, I'm gonna go Bills too. Bengals Jets.
You go first.
I'm gonna go with the old team here. I'm gonna go gangrene. I think they get out to Joe Burrow.
You know what? You're probably right, because that fucking Jets defense is monsters. You're probably right. I don't know. I'm hoping that the offensive line wants to fucking do their job.
Yeah, we'll see about that one. Ravens, Titans. Yikes.
Titans don't want to play football right now. The fucking Ravens.
I mean, not Ravens. Ravens, sorry. Raiders.
Raiders versus who?
Raiders, Titans. Sorry.
Oh, my God. I can never bet on the Raiders. They oh fucking suck.
He was fearful of his life.
Hey, fucking, nah, this is gonna be bad football, I think. Excuse me, no, it's not. But fucking Mike Vrabel still coaching.
Yeah.
I'm going Titans. I don't trust the Raiders.
I'm going Titans. Derrick Henry and them. Maybe see Malik Willis. Maybe.
Hopefully, they fucking pissed off. Go ahead.
Saints and Panthers.
Saints.
No Marshawn Lattimore. Okay, Saints. Ooh. Ravens, Pats.
Oh, Lamar Jackson gonna put his foot all up and down fucking Bill Belichick's fucking defense. He doesn't give a fuck right now, and he's gonna be pissed the fuck off. Like, I played a perfect game last week, and Lamar, we still Jackson, fucking lost. I'm about to fucking lose my mind.
Lamar Jackson is about to be a runaway with MVP if he plays like how he's been playing already. First runaway.
If I'm the owner of the Ravens, I'm trying to get a deal done right now. Right now. Every game, he makes it fucking worse for you.
Yeah, every game, his bag's going up. Like, okay, last week, the first week, I was like, all right, okay, we won. Good job. You played well. After last week, you're like, $200 million? We got $200 million? Do we have this for him?
Nigga, $200 million, that's, no. What did Deshaun get paid? $230?
Yeah, $240.
$240?
Yeah, I think it was $240. $230, $238, I think it was.
Oh, I'm sorry. So then... I'm a shit. As of after this game, I made 245. I made 247, 250. I may give you the hometown discount of 40. You know, 248.5.
I'm dead. I think it's at 248.5. I'm dead. I bitch that I'll give you. I don't know, 238.7. But Lions Vikings, man, what are we saying? I'm definitely going Lions with this
one. 100% fucking MCDC and the boys. They're gonna fucking go ahead and get it done.
Something tells me I definitely want Justin Jefferson to go crazy because I have him on fantasy, so he could score 90 touchdowns just lose. Eagles Commanders.
Oh, easy. The fucking Eagles.
He's anti-Wentz. oh my God, Chiefs, Colts. Do I even want? They're gonna get blanked twice.
Oh, the Chiefs are going to fucking do terrible things to the Colts.
Yeah, it's gonna be legal. It's gonna be illegal in 9 states.
I hope Darius Butler. Dallas, I hope Leonard. Shaq. Excuse me. No. He goes by Shaq now. Fuck it. I hope Shaq Leonard is back and DeForest Buckner. And I hope Jesus decides to answer your prayers because you're going to need it, boys.
Jesus, okay. All right, what about Texans, Bears?
Wow. Texans.
I'm going Bears on a bounce back.
No. Fuck it. I'm telling you, Dougie Mills is fucking the man.
I'm going Bears. Fuck what you're doing. Chargers, Jags.
Chargers.
I'm gonna go Chargers too.
So you're gonna go the Jags, really?
Yeah, I don't know. This one, Rams, Cards. What are we doing? Rams, because Kyle doesn't watch film.
You got to do Rams. I'm about to say you got to do no, but I'm saying, but both teams are playing shitty right now. I was just making sure of Rams.
That's true.
Ooh. Oh yeah. Oh, hold on. You know it's gonna be cute though. We're finally gonna see J.J. Watt playing right defensive end. You wanna know why? Because they're gonna have a new left tackle in. You know, because he's not gonna want to go ahead and play against the goddamn ex-Pro Bowler on the right side, that right tackle who's a fucking dog. No, he's gonna bring his punk ass over to the top of the screen.
Okay. All right. So, all right, top of the screen. What? We'll see if he plays different. This one's gonna be a goody potential game of the week. Packers, Bucks. We saw Packers. Aaron Rodgers with that run game.
Packers.
Yeah.
If they can establish that, them boys in Tampa are fucking really savage. But I do have faith in, I think that Green Bay's defense can have a greater impact just based off of that offensive line that's going on in Tampa Bay.
I'm gonna go Bucks on this one. I feel like they're hardy in this one. Falcons, Seahawks. Oof. I'm going Seahawks. I'm going Geno on a bounce back.
I hate Mariota, but it's early enough that fucking the Falcons. I think the Falcons have a better team than the Seahawks.
They do.
So I'm going Falcons. I think the Falcons team is gonna be able to do it. Even no matter what sabotage that fucking Mariota will bring, I think the team is good enough against the Seahawks to be able to overcome it.
Okay, I like that take. All right, so Sunday night, Niners, Broncos, Jimmy G's back. This is practically a Super Bowl team.
The fucking Niners, goddamn fucking, first of all, have you been seeing the goddamn ducks that goddamn Russell Wilson has been throwing? He has not been the guy that
play action ducks in the air. I'm like, how you win up that ball?
Russell Wilson looks hilarious and not in a good way. I'm going with the 49ers. Fucking Trent Williams fucking blocking for fucking goddamn Jimmy G. You damn right.
Yeah, I want Jimmy to get another 350.
And let fucking goddamn George Kittle come back. Come on now, stop.
Oh yeah, that's his guy. You know them two. Like
stop it. Stop it.
All right, this is for all the marbles right here. We're gonna end the show on this one right here. Monday night, 8:15, locked in. East Rutherford, New Jersey, MetLife Stadium, MetLife, Old Meadowlands, Cowboys, Giants, rivalry renewed. Who do we got here?
You go first.
I'm thinking if Cooper Rush plays like how he plays last week, I'm going to take the G-Men. I'm taking the G-Men at home. Stupid. I think I Saquon Barkley.
Let me tell you something. It's gonna be a dogfight in them trenches. Them boys of Dallas up front are nasty. But guess what? We got some dogs up front too that are nasty. We got a motherfucker in the backfield who know what the fuck you're doing. We got a motherfucking head coach at the helm that is ready to do it. We got a defense that is also locked and loaded.
I mean, let's
be clear. Martindale led.
Big Cat. We got to see if Big Cat's still hurt or not. You know what I'm saying? He's pretty pivotal for that G-Man front seven.
He is hurt. He is. Leonard is hurt. Yes, it is. Yes, he is. Leonard Williams is hurt. This is true.
Okay.
Sprained his MCL.
But.
We can do it! Because the Cowboy is always going to motherfucking Cowboy.
And not for nothing, let's be clear. Cowboys defense has been giving up a lot of pass yards. Now, my matchup is Giants offensive skills versus Cowboys back end. Can you guys create separation? Yes, Trey Diggs gives up, yards.
But he's a dog.
Gives up touchdowns. Yes. But he also, that's the thing. He gets beat, but he's got some picks. So what is David what is his name? David Bidal, whatever his name is.
Who?
Head coach. Brian Daboll. I was confused. I was switching last name. David Bidal. Brian Daboll. And let's see what they do. You know, with the brain trust and with Danny Dimes, let's see what they do. I mean, a heavy dose of 26
point blank
should
point
be
blank and period.
Prescribed.
Let me actually tell you how the Giants gonna have to win this game.
Shortly, please.
Yeah, we'll get in and out. We need Saquon and his backup to be fucking on point. Because that's how much we need to be running the ball down there. We need to control the line of scrimmage. We do not control the line of scrimmage against Dallas, we're gonna lose. We need to be able to impose our will on the fucking run so that way we can go ahead and take advantage of them. If it does not happen that way, we're in for a long fucking day. So this game, mark my words, is gonna be won and lost in the trenches. Buckle up, boys. Them boys is nasty over there.
Monday night. We will be tuned in. Oh, Dean, not for nothing. I forgot to mention. Do we want to?
Yes.
Okay. Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be streaming this game. Who's on for Thursday night?
Motherfucking Pittsburgh Steelers and the goddamn.
Shit, Dean. Fuck. It's going to be a shitty game, but we're here for it. Thursday night, we'll be here. On Twitch.
I'll have money on that game. These motherfuckers, I'll lose my mind. I'll fritz out. So, yeah,
we'll be on Twitch. It's going to be lit. Forget Peyton and Eli. We got Dean and Lowe's Thursday night on Twitch. We'll soon, all the details will be coming out soon. Definitely look for the page, follow it. We're going to be doing all Thursday nights live streams, tapping with the guys. Hump Day highlights. I want to thank my man, Dean, for joining, giving us his 2 cents. Go G Man. We're rooting for you guys on Monday night. You feel me?
Fuck yeah. Listen. Ravens, go get your fucking bag, Lamar. Actually, fuck the Ravens. Go get your bag, Lamar.
Be careful.
Go ahead down to the Dolphins and do what you're supposed to.
Stop it right now. Steve and them, John, 240. 240.
Yo.
Fully guaranteed. Yeah.
Them boys down there in Miami would give him, you want 50% of the team for
We're going to end it right there. We're going to talk shit like this.
50% of the team for the duration of your play here? Why not? We'll give you that money.
50%. Yeah, no, definitely not.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry.
$240 million, fully guaranteed. Man, thank you very much.
We'll give you $300 million. If you
holler at your boy. I get money. You know what I mean? New Era 8. Feel me? $240 million. All right? Get